You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
September the 23rd, 2021. The CDC quietly, don't get too loud with this, quietly removing guidance for phasing out masks and other COVID-19 mitigation efforts in schools. That's on the agency's website. They made the update guidance on its mandates for staff, teachers, and visitors to K-12 schools, regardless of vaccination status. Teachers' unions have been fighting against a lot of this stuff one way or the other. And that's the question. How much impact are teachers' unions having on whatever the CDC decides? Now, of course, if you don't go along with the mandates, and if you won't even get vaccinated, and it may be not just because you're fearful of the vaccine, but you decide, you know, it's my body, I'll make my own decision. Everybody labels you a wacko. Well, you got some fellow wackos. Let me put it this way. It's pretty hard for Democrats to say this is just a Republican nonsense thing, because many of these teachers' unions are Democrat strongholds. Not necessarily all their teachers, but the unions themselves and where they put their money. And then you've got healthcare providers, doctors, nurses who will not get vaccinated. The Democrat New York governor, yeah, that's right, we have a new one, remember, Cuomo's out. The new Democrat New York governor, Hochul, is saying that the statewide mandate exists and continues. And saying, if you don't get the vaccine, we'll just replace you. Easier said than done. They're having a hard time finding enough to, as it is. And with booster doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine now authorized in the U.S., advisors reconvening and may announce, you heard on the news a moment ago, sometime later today, exactly who should be getting the sleeves right away. The general consensus is going to be anyone that might be compromised in some way or is age 65 or older. We'll find out. But there are a lot of groups that are standing down and saying, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm not going to. And it's not just nurses and doctors. You've got members of the Massachusetts Police Department, state police, saying we're not going to. It's not going to go away right away. I mean, we've got people who are going to say it's my right, my body. It certainly seems to work for women when it comes to the abortion issue. Well, the State Department apparently is getting upset with Iran. No kidding. Why is the State Department upset? Well, Secretary of State Blinken cannot get Iran to say if they'll re-enter nuclear talks. Remember, this is the plan of the Biden administration to engage with Iran and kind of redo that thing that Trump canceled as soon as he got in, the one that was going to be Obama's lasting legacy that Trump quickly destroyed and said, we're out of that. It doesn't give us true verification of what they're doing. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announcing, along with the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the House and the Senate have reached an agreement on a framework that will pay for any final negotiated money on the $3.5 trillion reconciliation spending bill. That's what he said. Moments later, numerous Democrat senators said, what? We didn't have a conversation. What was that about? As I said, it was not just Republican senators, but Democrat senators asking also. The National Center for Public Policy Research Free Enterprise Project, it's also a conservative shareholder activist organization, is claiming that the SEC might be displaying anti-conservative bias in allowing companies to reject its shareholder proposals. He said the SEC seems to be doing what the IRS did in targeting Tea Party organizations. Remember that? The IRS looked at any group that had a Tea Party or conservative in it, and they weren't giving them tax-exempt status. Just kept delaying. And along that same line, country singer Lee Greenwood just got dropped by the National Council of the Arts. It's a 6-year appointment, but he got dropped. You know why? Because Lee Greenwood is all about America and Trump.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Traveling in a freighter coming on a heavy trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What we witness takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again whipping black people, Haitians, into the water where they're scrambling and falling down when all they're trying to do is escape from violence in their country.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters, she's referring to the pictures that showed Border Patrol agents, not cowboys, Border Patrol agents doing their duty. They're trained to how to use their horses for crowd control. And they are certainly trained to keep people from grabbing the horse's harness and trying to take control of the horse or try to attack the officer on top of the horse. And they have extensively long reins attached to the bridle to control the bit in the horse's mouth and so forth and so on. If you know about horses, you follow that pretty quickly. If you don't, we'll do that some other time. Bigger explanation for you. But those reins are longer than normal, and they do use them to slap at anyone trying to get near the horse for two reasons. One, because the Border Patrol agent doesn't want to be pulled off the horse, and people will try that in a massive crowd. And the horse might also get spooked by somebody getting that close in a way that the horse suddenly decides it doesn't like. It might kick at them, step on them, hurt people, have been hurt in cases like that. And also, simply to stay in control. But Congresswoman Waters said what we're seeing, what we witnessed, takes us back hundreds of years, what we witnessed in slavery. Now, let's stop her statement right there. If she looked under that bridge, which you witnessed under that bridge in Del Rio when there were 15 plus thousand camped out in any little kind of makeshift thing they could have, and feces and urine everywhere, and in the heat. Yeah, that was a that good look like what you might have seen in days of slavery, either gathering up slaves in Africa to bring them to the U.S. or to America, I should point out at that point, or to put them on board the ships chained in closed quarters below deck. But she wasn't looking at that. All she wanted to look at and build upon was that video of two different Border Patrol agents, one with his reins slapping at a couple, some migrants, trying to get them to get out of the way, go where they were told, and stay away from the horse. No whips. There were no whips. See, she did change her language, because the other day you had many on the left saying they were using whips. Well, they were not using whips. They're not assigned any whips. So she at least used the right terminology. But also, in the process, the other one was where a Haitian is running or has done something or trying to get out of the area where they're trying to keep them. And yes, a Border Patrol agent, not a cowboy, and chased down the Haitian, reached down and grabbed him by his shirt collar and yanked him back and said, "Get back over there." You know, they could have taken dogs down there and sicked the dog on the guy, and that would have been bad, too. That really would have hurt, simply being grabbed by your neck collar and so redirecting you. Far cry from getting a dog bite. They're trying to control a massive group of people that are trying to come into this country illegally. One of the agents, because these Democrats are seizing on these images, claiming again that they're using whips, there are no whips. One of the agents said, "With basic knowledge and two brain cells, anyone knows that these agents use split reins. They use them on their horses primarily. That helps get a quicker response from the horse to move when needed, especially when the horse might be hesitant with groups of people or other animals nearby." Anyone interested in the facts, or you just want to go with the statement of Congresswoman Waters, what we saw there is worse than what happened in slavery. Actually, again, that also has to be wrong, because in slavery, yes, men, women, and children were sometimes whipped repeatedly while tied to a post to the point of death, if not death. And they were using bull whips on them at the time. This is not anything like that. Senator Ted Cruz has been touring a lot of the city and county governments along the border in Texas. And he said what he's finding is not going to make the Democrat Party very happy.
Most of the local elected officials in South Texas are Democrats. That's long been a Democratic area of the state. I got to tell you, every elected Democrat I met with was so horrified by what's happening at the border. They said to me over and over again, they said, "Listen, if the Democratic Party is the party of open borders, count me out. I can't support this."
Cannot support it. Their towns are being overrun. Those along the border, they're absolutely being overrun. Del Rio, Texas, where this bridge is, where 15,000 plus had gathered, and slowly they're being moved out. And we told they were going to be deported. They're not. Somewhere, maybe 500 to 700. When they got down and realized when the plane landed, "We're back in Haiti?" And some of them were never even from Haiti when they came up to Texas. They came out because they had been down in Central or South America. They hadn't been to Haiti for years. But either way, then they started getting upset. But others are being taken to airports and other locations, given plane tickets. They have no ID to get on the plane, but they got a ticket. And Aeroways or something of that nature being contracted by the government to fly them to different places, all the way in Chicago, New York, things of that nature. Well, that helps take some of the pressure off the southern border cities and towns and counties, but not totally, because they continue coming. And why are so many coming right now? Well, there was something that happened on September the 8th, and we're talking about Haitians in particular, not just the overall mass immigrant flow we've had from either the Northern Triangle countries below Mexico or even from Mexico. And, of course, we've also had some from the Middle East and elsewhere mixing in with them and from Cuba. But Haitians in particular, Senator Cruz said something happened September 8th that set all this in motion.
On September 8th, there were roughly 900 Haitians that were scheduled to be on airplanes to go back to Haiti. And the Biden administration canceled those flights. They said, we're not going to deport you. You can stay here. You can remain in America. And what happened was simple. Those 900 Haitians, they pulled out their phones. And they got their phones and they called their families. They called their friends. They texted their family and friends. You had 700 people on September 8th. I was down in Del Rio 8 days later on September 16th. The day I was there, 700 people had become 10,503. It took 8 days for that to happen. Within a couple of days, that 10,000 had become 15,000, and it was straight cause and effect. The word went out that the Biden administration is not going to enforce the law, and if you're from Haiti, come to Del Rio because that means you get to stay, and that's what's produced this disaster.
That was September 8th. This last Monday, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas went to Del Rio to see the situation under the bridge, and he made a pronouncement.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives.
That was this last Monday. September 8th, the Biden administration did exactly opposite of what Mayorkas just stated, saying we will not deport you. Oh, by the way, Mayorkas, to my knowledge, still has not come up with the numbers when it was demanded of him in two different congressional hearings. How many have you let into the country? Where are they? How many did you actually deport? Well, I'll get those numbers. 3 days later, there's still no numbers being presented. No numbers whatsoever. What he is willing to jump into right away, USA Today, he was telling a House Homeland Security Committee that an undisclosed number of Border Patrol agents are on administrative duty. Investigators looking at the confrontations in which some mounted agents appeared to use their reins as whips against migrants who have been surging into Del Rio, Texas. He said, I want to assure Congressman that we are addressing this with tremendous speed, tremendous force. The facts will drive the action we take. It will be completed in days, not weeks. Oh, yeah, he can go out and get something done on that. But for 3 days, he's been asked, what are the numbers you've let into this country? Where have you put them and everything? I don't know. I'm still, the dog ate the homework again. And Ted Cruz says this is just the start.
It is an unfolding disaster. And yet today's Washington Democrats, there's not a single one of them who cares. Joe Biden won't go down to the border. Kamala Harris won't go down to the border of the Rio Grande Valley. She won't go to Del Rio. They insist these problems aren't happening. And this lawlessness, we're already at 1.2 million illegal immigrants. We're on a path to 2 million. And as long as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refuse to apply the law, it's going to keep getting worse.
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's not going to change anything. Mexico is taking action. There's some 2,000 Caribbean migrants stranded in the border state in Nuevo León looking for an opportunity to get to the Texas border. Mexico, their immigration department, has suddenly started stopping buses, passenger buses, seeing if they have any travel documents. Otherwise, they turn them away. Mexico is doing something. They don't want them in their country. They're more than glad to go ahead and pass them on to us. And when Maxine Waters talked about what is happening at Del Rio is as bad as slavery, and I told you it's not the whipping. That was not slavery. They were not whipping them. But what she was ignoring were the people crowded under that bridge and what they were doing. And then she's also ignoring another part. Slavery involves taking people, selling them, using them, abusing them, and then getting rid of them. And to that extent, she's right, because Santa Cruz says Biden is helping the cartels.
One of the things we saw are the color-coded wristbands that many of the illegal immigrants are wearing, because the cartels, which are global criminal enterprises, they charge anywhere from $3,000 to $8,000 to cross the border. The cartels have 100% operational control of the border. You don't cross the Rio Grande without paying the cartels, or they will kill you. And what happens for many of them, they cross the border and they end up in a stash house, and the cartels will extract even more money. And the wristbands are color-coded by how many thousands you paid and how many more thousands you owe. And then they locate you in whatever city you're going to. And these teenagers or young illegal immigrants spend the next several years paying off the cartels. For some of the teenage girls, they're trapped in forced prostitution to pay off the cartels. And the cartels now have workers across the country,
now,
whatever city you're in.
There
are people working for the cartels to pay off their debts. It is inhumane.
It is inhumane. And that is another example that does come closer to what we saw during days of slavery. Do you hear Maxine Waters making any noise about that? These people being brought up here by the cartels who are indentured servants, maybe forever? And Biden made a statement in 2015 explaining why he is in favor of mass immigration. Coming up.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
An unrelenting stream of immigration. Non-stop. Non-stop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
That is Joe Biden in 2015. His statement is not far from being correct. As of 2020, non-Hispanic white Americans are the racial ethnic majority, 58% of the population. But that's changing rapidly, has been for some time especially. And for the Democrats always trying to do what they can, reference black votes and working on them, they're going to start turning their attention more to Latino votes. Their numbers are growing substantially. And with all the mass immigration coming across the border right now, it's going to happen even more so. In fact, this last July, the Brookings Institute put out a report that the nation is diversifying even faster than predicted, according to new census data. So what Joe Biden was saying is true in many ways. The new estimates, again, according to the Brookings Institute, from July, show that nearly 4 of 10 Americans identify with a race or ethnic group other than white, and suggest that the 2010 to 2020 decade will be the first in the nation's history in which the white population declines. As Joe Biden said, that is not necessarily a bad thing. But the question came up as, based upon that statement, that Tucker Carlson had problems with it. He said, an unrelenting stream of immigration? Why? He said Joe Biden actually said it, to change the racial mix in the country. That's the reason. And Tucker Carlson said, this is the language of eugenics. But there's a reason Biden said it. In political terms, the policy is sometimes called the Great Replacement. The replacement of legacy Americans with more obedient people from faraway countries. They brag about it all the time, he said. But if you dare say it, they will scream at you with maximum hysteria. He said, here you have Joe Biden confirming his motive on tape with a smile on his face. Again, Tucker Carlson, I'm quoting. No one who talks like this should ever be the president of the United States. It is a moral obligation to represent all Americans equally, not just those of a specific color. For 4 years, remember, they told you Donald Trump was a racist. But has anyone shown that Trump ever in his life said anything half as disgusting as Joe Biden said on that tape? Tucker Carlson's remarks, I don't quite accept the way he presented them. Very sharp guy, obviously knows a lot. In 2015, when Biden made the remarks, no one really questioned, are you saying that's what you want? Are you see that happening? I mean, he's just acknowledging, he said, fewer than 50% in America will be white European stock. He said, it's not a bad thing. It's a source of our strength. I don't have a problem with that if our nation begins to change, if we're doing it by legal processes. But there is another side of this equation here. Let's don't make it about race. What if it's made on religion? What if it's made on terrorist and non-terrorist? I mean, there's so many roads this thing goes down. Just be aware we're changing. Love your neighbor still works in many cases. What about Afghanistan? That's something Biden will not discuss. Coming up.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out of fuse out there.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Let's be honest. You got the Taliban. It's the Taliban 5. The prime minister, president is a guy who harbored bin Laden. Haqqani Network is the number two guy in this administration. And they never cut their ties with al-Qaeda. It rivals the numbers pre to 9/11. The difference is now they've inherited a cache of weapons and cash. And it makes it a very dangerous situation. I think, when I chaired Homeland, we had threat briefings every month, external operations from ISIS and the caliphate. It's going to take them a little time to reconstitute, but it's just a matter of time before they come back to try to hit the United States.
That's a pretty frightening statement, that closing line, because it's going to be a matter of time before they come back and try to hit the United States. Those are the words of a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Congressman Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas. He said all this that we're going to face is going to be on Biden's back and the blood on his hands for the way we pulled out of Afghanistan. We still have Americans supposedly trapped behind the lines inside Afghanistan. And they will continue to say, of course, from the administration, we may have maybe 100. You have 100 every time you're asked, and then we have various planes that came out. Another one came out just 3 days ago with another 20-plus Americans, and you still want to say it's about 100? I mean, we are not getting any good numbers. We don't know. We're not going to be told. This government either cannot tell us or will not tell us how many Americans we abandon. Because Joe Biden had said, we will not leave Afghanistan until all Americans are out. BS. Pull the BS card on that one. We did. And you saw the massive rioting. Rioting is not the best word in this case because they're not destroying anything, but the massive flood, tsunami of people at the airport in Kabul trying to see if they could get on one of the planes leaving. They wanted to get the hell out of Afghanistan so badly that some were holding onto the sides of a jet taking off until they would lose their grip and fall to their death. Biden has said he wants to import 50,000, maybe 100,000 Afghans to the U.S. If we're bringing in the people that we had promised we would take care of, that they were there helping us during this last 20 years, good. We should bring them in and thank them and welcome them. Glad to have them part of our community, them and their families. But I don't know if they're properly vetting these people. We're moving it so fast. Well, they've already acknowledged they're not even testing them really for COVID. And we've had cases of measles and other diseases break out that were going around in Afghanistan. Now we've got them either on our shores or among those we're bringing in, if they're not quarantined, and in not just our country, but in other countries where they're now being housed for a period of time. And there have already been two reports of a crime, two different crimes, I should point out, outside the Wisconsin facility where Afghans were being housed for a period of time. And we're told that they're being watched, and yet they can just leave anytime they want. Go out, summon an Uber, go somewhere, and apparently two different men from that location are now charged with crimes. One of them molesting, perhaps even raping a young girl, an American girl. So I'm not sure everybody we're bringing in deserves to be here. They do fall under the classification of immigration where they can claim asylum, because we do grant that. And, of course, also just not only asylum in the sense that they would be executed if they remained in Afghanistan because they helped us, but because we made the promise. But we still aren't getting anything from the Biden administration. I don't know when the man last even mentioned the word Afghanistan. Do you? I do know that former Congressman Chaffetz, who's now a Fox News contributor, is very upset with things with Biden. He said, I think the American people are coming to realize that the promise of Joe Biden and the reality of Joe Biden are two totally different things. He lacks judgment. And most of these crises that we're dealing with are self-inflicted wounds. That's his take on it. There's a piece by the Associated Press writing about how things are going to be going down in Afghanistan. And they're interviewing one of the founders of the Taliban, the chief enforcer of the Islamic law. And he said, yes, we will once again carry out executions and amputations of hands for crimes, though perhaps not in public. In the past, they sometimes would take it on one of their large fields or center of a town where mostly men would watch the execution or chopping off hands. Those who were accused of murder, usually a single shot to the head, carried out by the victim's family, who had the option of accepting blood money and allowing the culprit to live. For convicted thieves, punishment, amputate a hand. Convicted of highway robbery, a hand and a foot were amputated. Trials and convictions rarely public. Now, all this is happening to Afghans who commit, quote, crimes. But the other issue is the Taliban, and it's a relationship with Al-Qaeda, going through different parts of Afghanistan, looking up Afghans who assisted the U.S. troops during the last 20 years are the Allied forces. And we're already seeing reaction from different parts of the world. Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is, of course, an organ of supposedly news content, but it's obviously slanted toward the Middle East and controlled by Middle East. I don't have time to get into all that, but let me just read you some of the stories they are reporting. The Turkish president says, we're willing to work with the Taliban, but we see the Taliban lacks inclusive, encompassing leadership. Now, I don't know exactly what he's concerned about, but Turkey wants to work with Taliban, but they see already there's some problems. In Pakistan, their prime minister is urging patience on the global community when it comes to the Taliban. He said, but he's encouraging the Taliban to be realistic, to engage with the rest of the world. That ain't likely to happen if you're out there trying to kill and destroy other members. And then there's a piece that appears in Al Jazeera about the divisions among the Taliban, inside the Taliban. The reporter is saying, and I'm reading his pieces here now, there have been reports of divisions among the Taliban leadership, raising questions about unity within the group which took over the country last month. Well, look at my face of surprise. I just assumed that they were all going to be one and the same and all happy, and now we've got control of the country. We're all going to be the same thought and mindset. Did anyone really think that would happen? And this is just inside the Taliban. This is not even reference Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda associates more with the Taliban, and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are closer together than ISIS, and ISIS is still in action and wants to become bigger. And again, we still do not know how many Americans are stranded in Afghanistan while all this continues to come unraveled. Again, Congressman McCaul.
The fact is, I believe there are still hundreds of Americans still left behind enemy lines. The majority of the interpreters that you and I talked about for so long did not get out.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting, you know, reports of, you know, executions, beheadings of their families and themselves. Horrific stories. I don't think they know all the answers, quite honestly. The last report I got in was that there are servicemen who have their families over there, about 125 of them, and we can't get them.
I want to clarify something he said to make sure you understood, because when he said servicemen, he's not talking about U.S. servicemen. He's talking about Afghan troops that are now in the States. They couldn't get all their family out, and they're still trying to get their family out. They were going to be a prime target of the Taliban as they went around looking for anyone that helped the U.S. to execute, behead them. But if they can't find the prime person they want, they go for the family. And this division inside the Taliban is not going to help things. In fact, this Al Jazeera report, I'll pick up again, he's talking about their public's doubts about the group's unity increasing because they're not sure they are unified. The deputy prime minister seemed to just disappear from public view. Hey, if you disappear in a Taliban country, then came the reports he'd been killed. Oh, but in the end, they said, oh, he's back in a pre-recorded statement, reading some kind of statement. He said, I'm just traveling. Right. All right, back to our nation and the cancel culture. After everyone.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This
is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You can't speak for the fear of the mob attacking you. This is scary. You should be able to ask questions about anything you're putting inside your body.
But you can't. The cancel culture mob will come after you. Those are the words of Nicki Minaj, Grammy-nominated rapper. She was raising questions about the vaccine. She's not in favor of it, not sure she's going to take it because she had a relative have some problems with it. And she said immediately she got chastised and attacked. Yes, Joy Reid, MSNBC, jumped on and said, "Sister, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this?" In other words, you're supposed to walk the line you were given. Oh, I don't care if you're a rapper. I don't care if you're black. I don't care if you're a woman. Quit speaking out against the vaccine. All she said was you can't ask a question. And now joining the concern and the fear about cancel culture, actor Johnny Depp at a film festival this week said no one is safe, not one of you, because of cancel culture. As long as someone is willing to say one sentence, it takes just one sentence. There is no more ground. The carpet has been pulled. There are other celebrities recognizing they're not safe. Back in July, the founding member of Mumford & Sons parted ways with that popular English folk rock band. He had made some remarks praising the work of journalist Andy Ngo, who spent years exposing the violent radical group Antifa, praising his work. And immediately the cancel culture mob came after him. So he left the band, the one he co-founded. Jay Leno the other day, veteran late-night TV-hosted comedian, said, "I'm going to be dropping any jokes that might run afoul of the hashtag MeToo movement." He said, "You either change with the times or you die. And I also probably need to apologize for a series of jokes about Asians I told over my career." Then actor and comedian David Spade warned, "Wokeness is killing comedy." He said, "It's very, very dicey. You say one wrong move, you're canceled. It's a very tough world out there." Well, Nicki Minaj said, "Yeah, I saw it. I saw it happen previously in another country.
I remember going to China and they were telling us, you know, you cannot speak out against, you know, the people in power there, et cetera. And I remember all of us thinking, oh, okay, well, you know, we understand and we respect the laws here and, you know, that it's so different where we live. Don't y'all see that we are living now in that time where people will turn their back on you, not agreeing, but people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question?"
Well, as she said, we were in China and we don't have the rights we do here, but now we're losing those rights here. And how many black politicians, because they identify as Republican, are suddenly slandered and slurred? And also said, "You're not very intelligent if you are a Republican. You're not allowed to, make your own decision." The cancel culture will call you out for anything that they see cross the line. Now, if you're a really true at heart leftist, they will find a way to let you make an apology. Joy Reid being the perfect example. Her Facebook account years ago and other messages she sent out, extremely homophobic, remarks about gay men, kissing, other things she said. For a period of time, she claimed, "Well, I didn't do that. My account got hacked." Yeah, that's always a good fallback. Then later she had to admit, "No, it wasn't hacked. I did it, and I'm wrong. I'm sorry." So they're going to forgive her. They're going to go on. If you're going to make one of these statements for Johnny Depp, Nicki Minaj, Letterman, you're going to have to be ready to make an apology right away. Dave Chappelle, comedian, not so very much about holding his tongue. He said, "Cancel culture, the word, you know, bothers me." He said these are fake woke-tivists trying to censor opposition. The founder of the rock band Misfits said his band, The Punk Explosion, could never happen now because of cancel culture and woke BS. Said you'll never have those kinds of bands again. Everyone's so tight in PC. The Sex Pistols frontman, known as Johnny Rotten, for those of you who know about the Sex Pistols, said wokeness is a divisive political weapon. Listen here. Listen to this. Being wielded by privileged, temptress, spoilt children. Wokeness is a device used by the privileged to keep the working class in their place. Oh, boy, oh, boy. You wonder how fast they're going to go after Johnny Rotten, as if he could give a water stopper. Same thing with Chappelle, right? On the one hand, it's kind of funny to watch when it turns on them. Making them realize, see what you started and what you created? It is a monster. It's out of control now. As always, I thank you very much for listening. Spread the word. I appreciate it. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.